LaBrie has been court-ordered to remain at his mother's home in Tunbridge, Vermont, between the hours of 5 p.m. and 8 a.m. while he appeals to the New Hampshire Supreme Court. But tweets from a reporter who bumped into LaBrie last month on the subway in Cambridge, Massachusetts, led prosecutors to believe LaBrie hasn't been following his curfew. LaBrie's lawyers don't dispute this, but argue LaBrie missed curfew only to meet with legal counsel for his criminal and potential civil cases, and also to attend classes in Boston as part of his online courses. The defense is asking the court to allow travel outside the restricted hours for such purposes moving forward. LaBrie was sentenced to 1 year in jail, as well as has to register as a sex offender for life.